You're listening to Tri-States Public Radio. We're here with Annette Carper, who's the alderwoman for the 3rd Ward on Macomb City Council. Maybe you could start off by just telling us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I have been a resident of Macomb for 42 years. I have resided in the 3rd Ward for 27 of those years. My husband, Mike, and I raised two sons in the 3rd Ward. We lost Mike in 2011. I continue to live in Macomb and continue to raise our sons, much like we did when he was still here with us, and they both graduated through the Macomb School District. I'm a graduate of Macomb High School, graduate of Western Illinois University. The large part of my career had been at the Housing Authority of McDonough County, and I had done that for over 23 years, and left that in 2015, and I'm currently the executive director for the Lemoyne Retirement Living here in Macomb. Much of my family is from here, and about every family member that I have has owned a business here in Macomb, so I'm pretty well vested in our community.
And you're in sort of an interesting position where this is the first time you've run for election of the city council, but you've actually already been serving on the city council for several months. You were appointed to that position last fall. How has that experience been for you so far?
Well, I'm learning a lot for the city. I was really surprised when the mayor called me and asked me to be an alderman, and I think my words were, "You're kidding," because I'm not a political person at all. But I do, I like opportunity, and I like to help my community when I can, and I have done that. I've done that for many, many years, helped out where I can. So I looked at that as an opportunity to help my city. So I've learned a lot about the inner workings of the government of the city, and I view the city council as a position with the city, so I can bring some of my talents and skills to the council from my experiences I've had at the Housing Authority and through the Lemoyne and through my other volunteer experiences. So it's just really been very interesting to learn about all the different departments that the city has and runs.
Is there anything that you've stumbled across that you were surprised to learn about or found interesting that you wish other people in Macomb were aware of?
You know, I probably, as a citizen, I started working downtown. It's 2 years ago this month that I started working downtown. And through that time, I've really seen a lot of activity, people working hard for our downtown. So that has been refreshing to me, to be downtown and see the people that are working hard for the downtown area, and then to see the people on the city council who are working hard to do the right thing for the community, do the right thing in regard to sticking with the policies and that are already laid out, the regulations that have to follow. So, yeah, I would want people to know that there's good people working for the greater good of Macomb. And I see that all the time.
And what committees are you sitting on right now for the city?
I am on the Census Committee for 2020 Census. We have met once, and I believe we're slated to meet again next week. And that's a large committee, and that's a very purposeful committee, and that is in place because our census numbers are so important. Everybody knows that we have lost population here in Macomb. So there is a large group of people that have committed to be a part of the census committee so we can make sure that we're getting the correct numbers in 2020, so because that all means money for the city of Macomb. So I'm on that. I'm on the Historical Preservation Committee. I think I missed a meeting because I was on vacation, but I'm on that committee. Again, that's exciting. I feel like being a part of Lemoyne, that I'm being part of history, and which I'm honored to be, and Macomb does have so much history that that's a pretty cool committee to be on. And I'm on the Transportation Committee. So that's a committee that works with demand response, the Go West system, and the public transportation that we have here in the city. So right now I'm on those three committees.
Anything interesting to report from the Transportation Committee?
Oh, they Nathan Cobb is the director over there, and he has been very diligent about writing some grants. He has a really good team over there. And so we have 5 brand new buses coming to Macomb here in May. So those will be brand new buses. They're working hard on making sure the fleet is new and in good shape and, safe for their ridership. So they work hard over there.
And so you've talked about how you're a lifelong resident of the area, and also your involvement with the Lemoyne Retirement Living downtown and your past experience with the Housing Authority. How does your personal experiences affect your priorities when as alderwoman?
Well, I'm a people person, and so whenever I'm doing my work, I'm always looking at the people that I'm serving. So in public housing, I was serving people in need at the Lemoyne, and those people in need were of low income or had disabilities or elderly. Now I serve people in need that are senior citizens, and some of those senior citizens have dementia. So I'm looking at the needs of my community and the people within my community. I want us all to be, I want people to be happy. And I want people, including myself, to be proud of the city of Macomb that we live in. Unfortunately, Illinois is a sad state of affairs, and that can be kind of hard sometimes. But Macomb is still home, and I enjoyed growing up in Macomb. It was a wonderful community to raise children in, and I'm just very people-oriented, that it's safe for our community, that people can be comfortable raising their children in our community, sending them to the schools, put them on the school bus, that they know they have doctors, they don't have to go far away to be able to see. So I'm very community-oriented, very people-oriented.
And the third ward is, vast and very diverse. It's the right upper quadrant of Macomb.
It is.
All the way from 67 over to even going below East Jackson Street.
Yep.
And so you have a mix of heavy residential, but also, if you go out Jackson, you're getting a lot of those big businesses that we do have,
right.
The grocery stores and the few retailers that are there too. So you're representing a very diverse audience.
I am. Yeah, for a person who's not political, I got the largest and most diverse ward in the city, because it goes from North Lafayette down to Piper Street and then all the way east. So it has the city government, it has the square, it has residential area, in the enterprise zone. It has the country club area, it has other areas. Yeah, it's a very diverse group. But I'm good with that because I consider myself a diverse person. I've worked with people for so many years that I really enjoy and appreciate all different kinds of people from all different walks. So I like diversity.
Are you getting a lot of different people coming to you with, concerns and questions and problems that they're wanting you to address? And if so, how are you handling them?
I've only had a couple little things. People have come to me and asked, little things like, oh, there's a huge pothole. And so somebody asked for some help with that. It was over by a school. And there was some rubbish that needed to be. It's been small things, but that's easy. I just call Dean Torreson, the city administrator, told me first off that if I need anything, to call him. So anytime I need anything, I just call his office, and it's taken care of very quickly.
And so are you doing anything to let people know that you're their alderwoman? It's been a recent transition that you've stepped into that seat in order for them to realize that maybe you should be the person that they're contacting with concerns.
Yeah, I have. I guess I've been kind of shy in that arena, to be honest, that I haven't advertised that I am an alderman. But I am running for the office, and I take that seriously. So I attended the forum last week. I have some brochures written up. I've been putting some information on my personal Facebook page. I have a letter to the editor written, I'm doing this interview. So I'm happy to do it, but I'll be walking my neighborhood a little bit to talk to people, when the weather is nice on those days that I can do that.
And going forward, what are some of the big issues that you see facing Macomb?
I think Macomb is going to have to change. The times, as that song goes, the times, they are changing. So Macomb is going to have to change with that. I grew up when I was 13 years old, which was 40 years ago. I could walk uptown and meet girlfriends uptown and walk around the square, and you could spend the afternoon there walking around the and going into the different stores and going to Fort Hopkins to get your soda and those kind of things. And that has changed. But such is life. Life requires flexibility. And so Macomb requires flexibility, and we're going to have to be progressive. And unfortunately, Western is changing, and it's smaller. And I don't know if it's going to be back to it once was. I think there's a lot of things that are involved in that. I don't think it's just one person. I don't think it's one group. I don't think it's just the state. I think it's your students have changed. The way they go to school and the way that they learn. I think that Western needs to be looking at, non-traditional students and looking at ag students and looking at, the blue-collar population, and to really accentuate on, there's some great programs at Western. And so I think they have done a really good job this past year of really pointing out those great programs that they have and advertising those. So, of course, Western is huge. And then I know that Macomb has other things to offer aside from Western. And so I think we need to start thinking about progressive ways that we could go. So now that I'm in the senior living business, I'm very aware of the different, the doctor's offices and whatnot. And, we have a little hospital, but we have lots of doctors that are in Macomb area. We have a number of specialists that are in Macomb area. We have radiology. We have oncology. We have dialysis. There's a number of different things that are available in our healthcare industry. We are the county seat. We have McDonough County. We have all these different senior living communities that are on the edge of Macomb, and we're all marketing to the rural area. And so I think that we really can market our hospital campus. We have a women's clinic that is in construction right now. So I think that has promise. I think that people could look at Macomb to be a retirement community. And I think that Macomb has touristy stuff, to be honest. It's a nice little town and has, this beautiful little square. And so I think all those things we can grow with those things. And I just think that we need to be more progressive. I think that we need to be more open-minded. And I think we could say yes more often.
I have heard these conversations about Macomb potentially trying to market itself more as a retirement community. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you're involved with personally in that planning at all by chance?
The Lemoyne is. I was asked a year ago when this committee began. So there will be a festival that will be marketed towards senior population, and I think it's next fall. And so that's been in play for some time, and there are some key people from Macomb that are on that committee. And to be honest, with my duties as the director of the Lemoyne, I did bow out of that, and I've delegated that to another person. But the Lemoyne is involved, and I'm aware of what's going on there and the efforts that they're trying to do to bring people in.
If you were to be elected, it would be a 4-year term.
Yep.
Is there anything specifically that you look or would want to accomplish during that time as a city alderwoman?
Fiscal responsibility, working on the budget, making sure that we have a budget, making sure that we are that our departments are staffed the way they need to be staffed, that the departments are given the tools that they need to be given. And by the departments, I mean your water department, your fire department, your police department, making sure they have the tools that they need to be able to do their jobs. And, and to help us, continue to be progressive and to move forward and to grow Macomb. So in 4 years, if I leave the city council in 4 years, I'd like to be able to look back and say, yeah, that was fiscally responsible. And maybe I was a little bit of making Macomb grow a little bit.
And the city is actually working on its budget right now that their fiscal year starts May 1st. Mm-hmm. Have you looked at the budget documents that have been prepared, and do you have any thoughts about how things are looking fiscally for the city?
I have had an opportunity. I was at city council last night, and Dean Torreson went over some of the budget. We're in talks right now. It's time to talk about the police department and the fire department and working on those salaries. So I think that this dean feels that we are very close to having a balanced budget, and I know the city is committed to doing that. So right now I'm kind of sitting back and learning more than anything, to be honest. But I know that they're working towards a balanced budget, and so I'm confident we'll have one.
I did want to ask you, at the League Forum, your opponent, Greg Houston, was making some comments about how he'd like to see more things in town for young people to do. Mm-hmm. Is that a belief that you share? And if so, is there a way that that could be accomplished?
Well, yeah, I agree with Greg. You know, it's always good to have families, you know, family things in Macomb. We are very family oriented, and he's talking, and I've known Greg for a long time, and I think Greg is talking about those kids that have the greatest need, and those kids are going to be the kids that are of low income, and so many times, the folks in the population with the greatest need, for whatever the reasons, are passed over a little bit, and so he wants to help those kids. And so, you know, I raised two kids. I'll do anything I can to help kids. I think that there is a lot in Macomb though going on for children. I think we're very fortunate. We have a great school system. We have, you know, St. Paul's is a great school as well. And we have a park district. Rachel Lynn's out there. She is really working hard to get things going. So there are things going on for children in the area and for families in the area. But he's not the only one who has expressed that concern. So obviously we're missing a population there. So we need to work on making sure that we are inclusive and getting everybody to participate that we can. And with that, then we have to make sure that we're providing some transportation and whatnot, because persons that are in the greatest need the greatest help. So they need the population and they need that extra.
Is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
No, I appreciate the opportunity to come over here and talk to you a little bit, Emily. It's always nice to talk with you.